Avos Paragimel Mishnah Dalad begins the Mishnah. Rab Chananya ben Chakinai Oimer. Rab Chananya ben Chakinai said, Haneir Balaila, someone who's awake a whole night, Vamahalach Baderech Yechidi, and someone who goes alone on a way, Vamefana Libav Levatola, and someone who turns his heart to wasteful activities, Hareiz Dem Eschayiv Benafsha, he bears the guilt for his nefesh. He is causing his soul raw evil. Rab Chananya ben Chakinoi was one of the outstanding Talmidim, the Talmidim of Hakim of Rab Akiva, and besides the Torah of Nigla, of Gemara and Halacha and Mishnah that he learned from him, he also learned from him the secrets of the Torah. He learned about Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, which we find in the Navi Yecheskel, which describes the Shemayim and the activities in heaven, as we find in the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yudalit Amid Beis. In the Medrash Eila Eskara, we find that Rab Chananya ben Chakinoi was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus, one of the 10 great tzaddikim who was martyred by the enemies. And at that time, when he was killed, he was 95 years old. He was killed after the rebellion of Bar Kochva, where the Romans understood that the power of the Jewish people is through the Torah, and they began a campaign to destroy Torah, to make a final solution of the Jewish people by destroying the Torah and those who taught the Torah. Rabbi Beryl Warnschlit, in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, points out that the theme of Rab Chananya ben Chakinai in this Mishnah is explaining the terrible ra in bittul zman, in wasting time and not utilizing every moment of a person's life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is appropriate, says Rabbi Wein, that given the climate in which Rab Chananya ben Chakinai lived, where the Romans were trying to destroy Torah and the Jews, Klal Yisrael, was fighting against that destruction of Torah, that Rab Chananya should focus on utilizing every moment of a person's life for Torah and mitzvahs. There are actually two girsois in our Mishnah, and we will go through the Mishnah in explaining it based on each of the different texts of our Mishnah. The first text says as follows: Rab Chananya ben Chakinai, Omer Haneir Balaila, Vamahalach Baderech Yechidi, Umefana Libe Levatola. Not as we have it, Viha Mefana Libe Levatola, but rather Umefana Libe Levatola. And according to this girsa, Rashi and the Bar Tanura learn that the person was up at night, and the night is a time when mazikim are prevalent. Also, when a person is mahalach baderech yechid, he goes alone on a way, it is a place of danger which he is putting himself into. He could have protected himself by Torah, by learning Torah, and yet he squandered his time and turned to Dvarim Batalim. So he bears guilt for his nefesh because he is putting himself in danger that he can be attacked at night or in his trip alone without the protection of Torah. Others, the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that when a person is alone or he's up at night, these are very good moments where a person can steig, where a person can excel in spirituality, in wisdom, in divrei Torah. There's no work to be done at that time. There are no sounds of civilization around. It's quiet. And these are the most opportune times to delve deeply in Torah. And if a person instead squanders his time and wastes it, he's mischayev benafshoi. He takes a moment where he could have utilized it for growth in Torah and wastes it. And that's why it is a very serious issue. And so the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel states, Afa Pisha Mitzvah Lulmud B'Yom V'Layla, even though there's a mitzvah to learn day and night, Ein Adam Loimed Roiv Chachmasi Ela B'Layla, a person learns most of his chachma only at night. Lefikach, Misha Rotzel Lischos B'Kesra Torah, a person who wants to merit to the crown of Torah, Yizar b'chol leilosav, he should be careful in each and every one of his nights. V'lo yaved afila echad mehen b'shina b'achilu b'shtia u'b'sicha v'kiyotzman. He shouldn't waste them, squander that time in sleeping, eating, drinking, or talking. Ela b'tama Torah v'divrei chachma, only in the pursuit of learning Torah and words of wisdom. So this is all to understand the Mishnah with the Girsa. However, there is our gears that we have in the Mishnah, in the standard text of the Mishnah, according to that girsa, Rabbi Chananya ben Chakinoi is actually speaking about three separate issues. The first one is a person who's up all night, and he's trying to teach a person, here are three things that can damage you, and you have to stay away from them. One is to stay up all night, and a person who has lack of sleep is not able to function properly. The second is a person who goes out alone on a trip, that he's putting himself into the sakana of robbers and others who want to hurt travelers who are traveling alone. And the third danger to a person is someone who is vehamifana livlavatola, that has nothing to do with the first two cases, according to this girsa, but rather he is wasting his life away, and he's not learning any wisdom. He's not learning Torah. He's filling himself with wasteful activities. In all three of these scenarios, harezem es chayv benafshe, says Rabbi Chananya, and one should stay away from them. Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is the Tana of this next Mishnah. He was in the same generation as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shmuel. He was Zocha to Arichas Yomim, as we find in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph, and his Talmidim asked him, Bamez Zocha Lekach, how are you Zocha to Arichas Yomim? And he responded to them, Miyomai lo nischabadeti bekolon chaverai, for three reasons. Number one, I never received honor at the expense of the Bezoyon of my friend. Secondly, v'loy also mitasi kilas chaverai, they never went up on my bed, the klola of my friend. In other words, I made sure to make up with any of my friends that they should not be antagonistic against me. Uvatron b'memoyni ha'yisei, also I was mivater when it came to monetary matters between myself and others. I would always give in and give money to someone who was claiming money from me. I was always a veteran on my money. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos on Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis that Rav Nechunya ben Akana hay mispal b'chnisase lebeis hamedrash ubitziyasei tefillah katzara. He used to daven when he entered a beis hamedrash, a short tefillah, and when he left the beis hamedrash, a short tefillah. And in fact, these tefillahs are to be said by someone who begins learning in the morning, and at the end of the day, when he completes his learning at night, he should also say the tefillah that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said when he finished learning. Amru Loi, his Talmidim, said to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Ma makom l'tefillah zu? What is the meaning, what is the purpose of this tefillah that you say before you learn and after you learn? Amar Lahem, when I enter the Beis Medrash, I pray to Hashem that I will not make a mistake in my learning, and my friends will not be happy to see that I have made a mistake. And when I leave the Beis Medrash, I thank Hashem for my lot in life, that He has given me the opportunity to be in the community of Torah scholars and not of those who frequent the corners of the streets and are not osek in Torah. Begins the Mishnah, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Imer Kol, Hamakabla, Love, Oil Torah, whoever accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, mavirin mimenu oil malchus for oil derech eretz. They take away from him the yoke of the king and the yoke of derech eretz of parnasa. V'chol ha'poyrik mimenu oil Torah, whoever removes from himself the yoke of Torah, nosnin alav, then min hashemayim, they give upon him all malchus, the yoke of the kingdom, v'ol derech eretz, and the yoke of parnasa. And what Rav Nechunya ben Hakanan is referring to is a pasuk, where the pasuk says that adam la'amol yulad, the pasuk in Eve Perek Hei, pasuk Zion, says that a person is made to carry a yoke. Everybody has to carry a yoke. The question is, what yoke are we going to carry through life? So Rav Nechunya says, if you accept upon yourself the yoke of Torah to be a masmid, learning Torah day and night constantly, then you will, number one, gain that they will take away from you the yoke of the kingdom. You will be able to pay less taxes. We have a concept of a clergy exemption, a clergy discount. So the government or the community of Klal Yisrael exempted Talmid Chachamim from taxes that were placed upon the tzibur, upon the community. Also, you will be relieved of all derech eretz, the yoke of Parnassa. You won't have to work so hard because whatever work you do will be blessed in the schus of the yoke of Torah that you accepted upon yourself. You are saved from the other normal yokes that people have to bear throughout their life. However, if you're a porik ol Torah, which the Bartanura explains means that a person says, ah, this yoke of Torah is too hard for me, I can't bear it, or as the Meiri says, you waste your time in matters of the world, and you don't occupy your mind with studying Torah and doing Hashem's mitzvahs, then you have to bear a yoke, Adam la'amol yulad. You've removed from yourself the yoke of Torah. Instead, what comes upon you is the yoke of Malchus. You'll have to pay more taxes, and the yoke of Derech Eretz, the yoke of Parnassa. And so we find in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Bizman sheYisrael oisim ritzonei shel makom, when Klal Yisrael does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melachtom nasa yidei acherim." Their jobs, that their yoke of Derech Eretz, of Parnassa, is done by others. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Aleph, Pasuk Hei, "V'omdu zarim v'rotzonei chem." Strangers will come and be shepherds for your sheep. Va'atem kayane Hashem tikro. You'll be called the clergy. You'll be the kayanim of Hashem. And others will do your work. Ba'adu b'zman she'ein Yisrael ayisim etshayin neshal makam. When Klal Yisrael does not do the will of Hashem, they're pyrik the oil Torah. So then malachtem nasai de'atzim. They have to do their own work. And not only do they do their own work, they will have to do the work of others. Malachas acherim nasai yadam. As the Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Chav Ches, Psukim Mem Zayin Mem Ches, Tachas Asher Lo Yavaratus Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivav Meroiv Koil. Because you didn't serve Hashem in a state of happiness and good spirits when Hashem gave you such an excess of materialism, V'Avarata Asayvecha, the end will be you will have to serve your enemies. And therefore, the correct path for a person in life is to accept upon himself wholeheartedly the oil Torah.